Please open your Bibles to the book of Genesis, the 34th chapter. Genesis 34 in your Schofield Bible, page 49. Meanwhile, this announcement, Steve Cordell and Arnold Rodriguez need to report to security at the usher station immediately. We'll be reading the verses 1 through 6 of the 34th chapter. We'll read the verses responsively, and we'll stand, please, as we always do. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her, and lay with her, and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel, and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. Let's pray. Father, we are here tonight. Of course, this is the work of thine, that these people, this many people, would willingly come tonight. And there is no attraction but the preaching of thy word. And we're thankful that here in this place we'll hear from thee. We'll hear concerning thy word and its application to our life. We pray that you'd help us tonight. Help us to be committed to the hearing of thy word and the doing of it. And grant thy help and thy power to our preacher in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to speak tonight on that one little line. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Father, give me the attention of all of these thousands of people. I sat here a while ago and looked out, and I realize I'm preaching to more people every Sunday night and morning than H.A. Ironsides ever preached to at Moody Church. I realize that I'm preaching to more people than Charles Spurgeon preached to at Spurgeon Tabernacle on the Lord's that evening. What a responsibility is mine. But not only mine, but every person here. We're living in history. May we take advantage of it while we have the opportunity. Please help me tonight. Help us tonight. Amen. Let me tell you a very, very sad story. Jacob had been in Mesopotamia, which is what is today known as the country of Iraq, for 20 years. He had a wife named Leah. Leah, are you listening to me tonight? Leah and Jacob had a daughter whose name was Dinah, D-I-N-A-H. Jacob and Leah and Jacob's family decided after 20 years to return to the land of Canaan. Naturally, they took with them their daughter Dinah. A tragic thing happened. Dinah was violated sexually by a Canaanite prince. That Canaanite prince wanted Dinah to be his wife and even offered a monetary settlement if he could have Dinah to be his wife. I won't go into the story. It is too sordid to even tell you, except to say that hundreds and thousands of people were killed. I mean, thousands of men lost their lives. That isn't all. Dinah lost her purity and brought shame to her family. Now, where did all this start? Where did Dinah start her journey toward being violated, toward being the cause of literally thousands of people being killed and bringing shame to her family name and losing her purity? It all started one little statement. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. If Dinah had never gone out to see the daughters of the land, she wouldn't want to be like the daughters of the land. If Dinah had never gone out to see the daughters of the land, she would not have been seen by the lustful prince's eyes. All of this was started because Dinah went out to see. What a tragic story. She just went out to see. And because she went out to see, she was violated. Family name was shamed. Thousands of men were killed. Tragedy came. Let me tell you another tragic story. At a place called Achor, I see a family. I see a husband, his family, sons, daughters, all of his animals. The Bible says his oxen, his asses, or donkeys, if you please. We're all out to a certain place, and I see Israel hurling stones at that family. Now, whether or not this is what it ought to be is not the issue. God can do what He wants to. He made us. But the people of Israel stoned a man named Achan. Achan had taken 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold, a Babylonian garment that was supposed to be sacred and placed in the treasure of God from the city of Jericho. God had said everything of the treasure of Jericho belongs to Him, and nobody was to take anything in Jericho after the battle of Jericho. Achan saw the Babylonian garment. He took it. He took the 200 shekels of silver. He took the wedge of gold for his wife. Because of that, they had taken from the treasure of God. And I wonder how many of you have taken from the treasure of God today. I wonder how many of you have robbed God today and did not give 10% of your income to His church today. Because Jacob or Achan did this, his family was taken. And can you picture this? His family was taken to a place they named Achor. And there his family was stoned to death. I'm talking about his sons. I'm talking about his daughters. I'm talking about everything that he owned that breathed was stoned to death. Not only that, because of this, the next battle was lost. The little battle of Ai was lost. And no doubt many people were killed, because God did not bless the battle of Ai because somebody had stolen something from the treasury in Jericho. Where did it all start? See this man being pelted with stones. See him crumpling to death. See his children as they're stoned to death. See all that he has in a heap at a place they named Achor. Where did all of this start? I'll tell you where it started. It says in Joshua 7:21, Achan said, I saw among the spoils. If Dinah had not gone out to see the daughters of the land, thousands of lives would have been spared. Her own shame and the family name would have been spared. But she went out to see the daughters of the land. If Achan had not seen, in fact, in the same verse there, in verse 21, he says, I saw, I coveted, I took. If you don't see, you won't covet. You don't covet, you won't take. And so we have thousands of men being killed, a girl's virtue being stolen, a family name being shamed, because Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Now we have a man and his family being stoned, and every living thing in his family being stoned to death, and a battle being lost of Ai. Why? Because Achan said, I saw. Let me tell you a heartbreaking story. A city was destroyed. A city called Sodom. Fire and brimstone came and leveled the city. There was a man in that city whose name was Lot. Lot had a wife. And God came to Lot and said, you take your wife out of the city. I'm going to destroy the city. And take your children out of the city. I'm going to destroy the city. Lot's wife turned and became a pillar of salt and died and did not leave the city. Why? She looked. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Achan saw the gold and the silver and the Babylonian garment. Lot's wife looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. That isn't all. Lot continued his pursuit, or his fleeing the city of Sodom and the fire that God was sending on Sodom. Went down to a little place called Zoar. There was Lot and his two daughters. Lot had sex with each of his daughters, and both daughters got pregnant by their father. One daughter had a boy named Moab, from whom came the wicked nation of the Moabites. And one daughter had a boy named Ammon, from whom came the rebellious Ammonites, who cause trouble to this day. But that isn't all. Here's Lot, the father of two sons, impregnated by himself. His own daughters impregnated by himself. And city destroyed. Wife gone. Two heathen nations raised up. Why? You'll find it in Genesis 13:10. It says, Lot lifted up his eyes. Lifted up his eyes and beheld the plains of Moab. Why was this tragedy? Lot lifted up way back yonder. Before Lot ever moved down towards Sodom, he had a choice to choose the portion of land. There was strife between his herdmen and his uncle Abraham's herdmen. And Lot had a chance to choose what he wanted to choose. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the well-watered plains towards Sodom. It all started. I mean, the trouble in Israel tonight. I'm talking about the Ammonites. I'm talking about the Moabites. I'm talking about Iraq. I'm talking about Saddam Hussein. I'm talking about the Jordanian problem. I'm talking about the West Bank. I'm talking about the Golan Heights. I'm talking about the Gaza Strip. I'm talking about the battle between the Palestinians and the Israelites. It all started because he lifted up his eyes. Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld. Dinah went to sea, out to see the daughters of the land. Achan, I saw, I coveted, I took. Lot lifted up his eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what sin you committed, it started with your eyes. In the Bible, God has chosen to give leprosy as a symbol of sin. Leprosy is the purest symbol of sin in the Bible. And leprosy starts on the eyelid. A little pimple on the eyelid. And it grows and it grows. And then a little pimple on the palm of the hand. You see first sin. And then you take it. And a lot of you folks are seeing a heap too much of sin. You're watching stuff you shouldn't watch. You're seeing things you shouldn't see. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that the first step towards sin is Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. And tragedy followed. And Achan saw the garment and saw the gold and saw the silver. And tragedy followed. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the well-watered plains of Sodom. Ladies and gentlemen, America needs revival of seeing what we ought to see and not what we ought not to see. Let me tell you a tragic story. Noah had built the ark. Noah had weathered the flood. Noah and his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their wives, were the only people, eight people, that were spared from the flood.
Now Noah, the flood is over, and Noah gets drunk. He disrobes. His son Ham commits a sin with him, probably the sin of homosexuality. It says Noah woke and saw what his son had done unto him, probably the sin of homosexuality. And from that, an entire race of people have had to suffer because of that one sin of Ham, the son of Noah. Now, where did all this start? Where did it start? I'll tell you where it started. It started in Genesis chapter 9, 22, where it says he saw the nakedness of his father. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Ham saw the nakedness of his father. Achan saw the garment and the wedge of gold and the 200 shekels of silver. And Ham saw his father. And Lot lift up his eyes and beheld the well-watered plains toward Sodom. There needs to be a revival in this room tonight of what you see. You sit there and watch that box on television, and you see things you ought not to see, and you know you see things you ought not to see. You go to the beach and sit there and watch a bunch of people three-fourths naked on the beach, and you see things you ought not to see. You drive down this, you pick up the newspaper and turn to some of these ads, these lingerie ads, which are no more than a Playboy magazine inserted in your local newspaper, and stare at those women with their underwear on. You ought to be careful what you see. Every sin you'll ever commit and every destruction the human race has ever seen started by seeing. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Achan saw the gold and silver and the garment. Lot lift up his eyes and beheld the well-watered plains of Sodom. Ham saw his father's nakedness in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 22. Let me tell you a sadder story. A flood covers the earth. Every living creature is killed. Every single person except eight are killed. The animals are all killed except two of each one, male and female of each one. Stench, stink, filth covers the earth. Listen to me. The flood. Imagine a tragedy where everybody, all the people in America, all the people in South America, all the people in Canada, all the people in Europe, all the people in Asia, all the people in India, all the people in the Middle East, all the people in the Far East, everybody, millions and millions and millions and millions of people are killed. Only eight people are spared. Why? What caused all of this? Genesis 6:2. It says, the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Every great tragedy in this world has been caused, started by eyesight. I saw. And don't you think you're an exception. Don't you think you can drive down the street and look at every half-naked woman on the street and stare at her, have evil thoughts, and your life turns out okay. And out of that, not only should you be careful what you look at, but you ladies ought to be careful that men don't have to look at something like that. Put some clothes on. I said put some clothes on. And when you get them on, be sure they're loosely fit. Raise your neckline. Loosen your sweater. Lower your skirts. I saw. What caused the shame of the family of Jacob and Leah? What caused the death of thousands of men? What caused the purity of Dinah to be taken? What caused this wicked man to violate her person? What caused it? She went out to see the daughters of the land. And what caused Achan and his family to be stoned to death? He saw the garment and the gold and the silver. And what caused the city of Sodom to be destroyed and Lot's daughters to get pregnant and give birth to illegitimate children who gave birth to wild nations? What caused it? He lift up his eyes. Now, Lot didn't know when he lift up his eyes all is going to happen, neither do you. Achan didn't know when he lift up his eyes and saw what he saw, what was going to happen, neither do you. But I'll tell you what, no good will ever come out of your looking at what you shouldn't look at. Never will. Let me tell you. By the way, let me go back to this Genesis 6:2. The sons of God saw the daughters of men. I think these sons of God were the descendants of Shem. I think the sons of men were the descendants of Cain. I do not think that God wanted the seed of Shem to marry the seed of Cain. God never wants His people to marry the unsaved people. But whatever it is, these sons of God saw the daughters of men. They saw them. And the whole human race was corrupted. And a flood came and destroyed the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, be careful what you see. See, a sad story. A king that said of him, he is a man after God's own heart. He takes a woman. He violates that woman. She becomes pregnant. She's a married lady. Her husband's a soldier. He's in battle. This king brings this woman's husband back so he can sleep with her, so that the people will think that she's been impregnated by him, by her husband, and not with the king. So he brings her husband Uriah back home, but Uriah is a real man of character. And King David said, go into your wife, sleep with your wife. And Uriah said, my buddies are out there on the battlefield. My buddies are giving their lives. You think I'm going to enjoy the warm embraces of my wife while my buddies are out there dying? I'll not do it. And Bathsheba had a baby, and that baby was born dead. And you know all the tragedy involved. Where did it, please listen to me. And where did it all start? Look at me. Where did it all start? It started in 2 Samuel 11:2. David saw a woman who was beautiful to look upon. If David hadn't looked, you wouldn't have had that Uriah that was killed. You wouldn't have had that baby born. You wouldn't have had all the tragedy and heartache that followed. The baby died as an infant. You wouldn't have had it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care who you are. You go ahead and look at what you shouldn't see. See what you shouldn't see. Gaze what you shouldn't gaze at. Read what you shouldn't read. Watch pictures you shouldn't watch. Watch the programs you shouldn't look at. And you are headed for trouble. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Achan saw the gold, the silver, and the garment. Lot lifted up his eyes and viewed the well-watered plains. Noah, drunk, Ham, his son, saw the nakedness of his father. David saw a woman to look on. The sons of God saw the daughters of men. You better listen to me, young people. There are a lot of stories. If God wrote another Bible, some of you would be in it. If God wrote another Bible, hundreds of people in this room could be in that story. Why? Because something awful happened. See, you don't know what's going to happen because you read that Playboy magazine. You don't know what's going to happen because you looked at those lingerie ads. You don't know what's going to happen because you looked at those half-naked women on a beach. You don't know what's going to happen because you wear your shorts and stir the lust of godless men all over America. You don't understand what's going to happen because the story hasn't come yet. Well, David didn't know what's going to happen when he saw Bathsheba either. And the sons of God didn't know what was going to happen when they saw the daughters of men. And Achan didn't know what was going to happen when he saw the Babylonian garment. And Ham didn't know what was going to happen when he saw the nakedness of his father. And Dinah did not know what was going to happen when she went out to see the daughters of the land. But ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to watch what you shouldn't watch without tragedy coming, because it always starts with seeing. David saw a woman.
Let me tell you the saddest story of all. The first woman, Eve, in the Garden of Eden, is deceived by Satan. She eats a forbidden fruit. She takes that fruit, gives it to Adam. Adam eats a forbidden fruit. And when they did, they fell and carried with them every person who will ever live. They carried with them every person who will ever live that doesn't trust Jesus Christ to a devil's hell to burn forever and ever and ever and ever. But God looked down and did not want man to go to hell, and God made a plan whereby man did not have to go to hell. He sent His only darling Son from heaven. God became flesh. Jesus lived a homesick 33 years from the Father and from the angels in heavenly glory and splendor. Hated by His own race, rejected by His own synagogue, excommunicated from His own city, misunderstood by His own family, crucified by His own creation. Why? Why did Jesus go to Calvary? Adam and Eve. Why the pains of hell? Adam and Eve. And where did it all start? It all started in Genesis 3:6. Eve saw that the tree was pleasant to the eyes and good for food. She saw. Do you understand what I'm saying? The whole human race started its fall when Eve saw. The clouds of the flood began to assemble because the sons of men, or God, saw. Thousands of men will be killed soon because Dinah went out to sea. A man and his family will be stoned to death, and every living thing will be stoned to death, and a battle will be lost, and hundreds, no doubt, are killed. Why? Because Achan saw. No wonder. Proverbs 23:31 says, look not upon the wine. I didn't say don't drink it. It said don't look at it. Hey, you soap opera watchers, look not upon the wine when it's red. Hey, you video movie watchers, look not upon the wine when it is red. Hey, you folks that sit there in your family room or living room and watch a bunch of whores and harlots reach out and take liquor, and it's just a common place in your household, you better watch it. God said, don't look at it. He said, don't look at it. He said, don't look at it. Because God full well knows if you look at it before you know it, you will tolerate it. It won't be as bad as it was. Sin will not be exceedingly sinful. And you won't look at it. You listen to me. Don't you look at the wine when it's red. Don't look at the bottle. Don't look at liquor. Don't look at whiskey. Don't look at beer. Don't look at it. Why, he said in Matthew 5:28, whoso looketh on a woman to lust after her committeth adultery. Didn't say don't commit adultery. Said don't look at her. Don't look at her. What does it mean? It means don't even go to the beach if you wear an overcoat and long breeches. That's what it means. There's not a single man in this room got blood in his veins and lives this side of San Francisco can go to the beach and have a pure thought when he looks at 2/3 stripped naked bodies of women. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Achan saw and coveted and took. Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plains of Sodom. Ham saw the nakedness of his father. The sons of God saw the daughters of men and took wives whom they chose. David saw a beautiful woman. Eve saw that the fruit was pleasant to the eyes and good for food. All these stories appall us. We are appalled about the purity and decency and chastity of Dinah being taken. We are appalled at the cause of this prince violated her.
And if you could read, you read that, you'll find one of the most awful, tragic things ever happened in this world happened because of that. And I can't even tell a mixed audience what it was. Well, we are appalled. But Dinah didn't do anything more than 90% of the females in this room tonight. Put that 17 magazine in the fire and burn it. Take that fashion magazine and burn it. Quit looking at the Hollywood people. Quit looking at the television people. Quit looking at the mini-skirted people. Quit looking at the talk show people. Quit looking at the perverts on television. Quit looking at the people stripped down on the beaches. Quit looking. We're appalled at these stories. The story of a flood being caused by people, sons of God, looking at the daughters of men. We're appalled by Achan's family being stoned to death because he saw. He coveted. He took. We're appalled by an entire race of people being punished because Ham saw the nakedness of his father. We're appalled because the entire human race fell because a man and woman saw that the food was, that the fruit was pleasant to the eyes. Yet, most of you make it easy for your children to see the daughters of the land. Listen, you can go to the most remote country place in America, and they got the same thing they have in the cities. You know why? The box. I was in a little town in North Carolina preaching the other day, 15,000 people, quiet, little, snuggly type town, tucked away in southern North Carolina. I said to the pastor, I doubt if there's any crime much here. He said, quite the contrary, we have gangs here. A little southern, quiet southern town with gangs. You know why? Because moms and dads who are decent moms and dads otherwise put that box in front of their children and say, watch the whores, watch the rock music crowd, watch the soap operas, watch the mini-skirted girls, watch the half-dressed people, watch people that not married each other kiss each other, watch them go to bed with each other, watch them live like animals. I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, we have whore what happened to Dinah, we have whore what happened to Lot, we have whore what happened to Sodom, we have whore what happened to Ham, we have whore what happened to the world in the time of the flood, we have whore it, and yet the same thing is being done by the majority of the people in this room tonight. These stories appall us. Yet most of us have looked toward Sodom, Hollywood, Broadway. Ask a question. Do you have people drinking liquor in your living room? Now suppose, I've done this, I've said this before. Let's suppose tonight you go home, about 10:30, there's a knock on your door, or your doorbell rings. You go to the door, and there's a good-looking, handsome man there, young man, and a gorgeous young lady. And they say, look, could we come in your house and have a liquor party? You'd say, let me tell you, we're Christians. We don't have liquor parties in our house, and yet you've got a box on at that very moment, a liquor party is going on in your family room. If that same couple said, we'd like to sleep in your bed for a while, we want to commit adultery, could you borrow your bedroom for a while? You'd say, what do you think we are? And yet the truth is, on the very box you've got in your house, somebody in the last 24 hours has gone to bed together. What consistency is that? I'm not preaching to Catholics across the street. I'm preaching to Baptists across the street and the Catholics. I'm not preaching to the Ministerial Association crowd that doesn't have church. I'm preaching to the Baptists tonight who have church. I'm preaching to Hiles Anderson College students. I'm preaching to deacons. I'm preaching to choir members. I'm preaching to staff members. I'm preaching to Sunday school teachers. I'm preaching to tithers. I'm preaching to Wednesday night crowd. I'm preaching to college teachers. I'm preaching to high school teachers and junior high teachers and grade school teachers. I'm preaching tonight to blue denim and lace workers. I'm preaching tonight to everybody in this room. Be careful what you see. Every great tragedy in the history of mankind has been started by I saw. Most of us are appalled. But yet you choose somebody to marry because she's cute. Some of you students at Howells Henderson College, I'm not kidding. You want to laugh if you want to, but it's not a funny thing. Most important decision you'll make when you come to Howells Henderson College is who's going to be your mate for life. And you say, I'd like to date him because he's cute. You ought to get an infusion of spirituality. I'm not saying you ought to marry somebody whose face is ugly as a mud fence. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying there are ten things more important than how cute he is. Well, I want to marry her. She's a doll. I'll guarantee you one thing, brother. When you marry her, you may hope she falls and breaks. I want to tell you that there are people in this room tonight just as guilty as the people were when the sons of God looked and saw the daughters of men choose somebody pleasant, yes, clean, yes, decent, yes, but somebody who walked with God, who will train your children to walk with God. Most of us turn a switch on and choose to stare at mini-skirted, short-wearing, paint-wearing, low-neckline, tight-sweatered whores every day. You don't like them, I preaching? You don't choose them, I preaching. You folks who are visiting here, are new here, we don't have menus. We don't take your order. It's just like army chow. You hold out your tray and we fork it over. The destruction of Achan, the loss of the battle of Ai, I saw. Destruction of Sodom, lift up his eyes and view. The flood, the sons of God saw. The fall of man, Eve saw that the fruit was pleasant to the eyes. She saw. If, as I said a while ago, if a prophetic Bible were written about the future of this congregation, hundreds of stories just as tragic as these would be told. For I'll promise you, in this room tonight, there are people whose lives will be ruined because of what you see. Boys and girls will have their lives wrecked because of what you make available for them to see. No boy or girl ought to ever see anybody in your house drinking. And they ought not to sit there as if it were just commonplace and watch a bunch of people kissing somebody that they're not married to. You teach your kids not to kiss each other on dates and then let them watch a bunch of whores kiss each other in your bedroom or living room. I want to remind you again, I'll be through. If you'd walked up to Ham when he looked at his father and said, Ham, you're going to destroy a whole nation of people's opportunities. He said, you're crazy. You're crazy. Just like you think I'm crazy. If you'd walked up to Achan and said, Achan, if you take one glance over there toward that gold and silver and that garment, your whole family is going to be killed by capital punishment. And an entire battle is going to be lost and hundreds will be killed. Achan would say, man, you're crazy. Just because I look at a piece of silver and gold and a garment that would fit my wife, you're crazy. If you told Eve and she looked and saw that fruit that was good and pleasant to the eyes, millions of people are going to go to hell because you looked at that fruit. She said, you're crazy. You're crazy. If you told Lot, and lift up his eyes and saw the well-watered plains toward Sodom, the whole city of Sodom is going to be burned to death one of these days. And you're going to be the father of a couple of illegitimate children given that your daughters, whom your daughters give birth. And two nations will come that will haunt the earth and hound the earth for thousands of years to come. Lot would have said, you're crazy. Just like you're saying, I'm crazy right now, but I'm not crazy. I'm right. I'm right.
We need a revival of what we see. I've told you tonight about a woman's virtue being taken. I've told you tonight about something that caused hundreds of men to be killed and a family name to be ruined. I've told you tonight about a family that was totally destroyed and every living thing that they owned, they had breath, was stoned to death, and a battle was lost in the war because they saw. I've told you tonight about a city being destroyed from heaven with fire and brimstone because Lot saw. I've told you tonight about a race being punished forever because Ham saw. I've told you tonight about the whole world being destroyed except 8 people because the sons of God saw. I've told you about King David and Bathsheba and the heartache and tragedy that followed because David saw. And I've told you about the whole human race falling under the condemnation and curse of God Almighty because Eve saw. What you been looking at? What you been looking at? The flood? Battle of Ai? Curse of a nation? The fall of man? All started with 2 words. I saw. He saw. He looked. Oh. How about you? Don't you think it's time to clean up your act? I get tired of young men at the college and other young men saying, well, it's impossible for a fellow to have pure mind this generation. You got a hole big enough, one of these fellows drive their trucks through your head. It's possible for a man to have a pure mind in this age. Well, but the hounds, you drive down the street, look what you see. I like what Billy Sunday said. You can't keep a bird from landing on your head, but you can keep him from building a nest up there. You hear me and I'm through. If you don't be careful what you see, you're in for a story that, if it were told, would be much like the stories that I've told tonight. Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Achan said, I saw the spoils. Lot lifted up his eyes. To behold the plains of Sodom. Eve saw that the fruit was pleasant to the eyes. Would you bow your heads, please? Our Heavenly Father, I believe with all my heart tonight that hundreds of similar stories can be avoided and averted by this sermon. I believe that lives can be salvaged, destruction prevented, heartache avoided, tragedy averted, if we'll heed what's been preached on this pulpit tonight. Our heads are bowed. What?